Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Rick is passing out something that's going to be a tool for us here at our church tonight, but also in the months ahead. So I'm just going to give him a second so you can pass these out. We are focusing on the Lord's Prayer, give us this day our daily bread. I don't know if you knew this, you'll see this when you take a look at this card, but prayer, if there were to be a shape for prayer, the shape would be a hexagon. That's good news, because if prayer would be a circle, it would go on and on and on and have no end. If prayer would be a triangle, it wouldn't be all that dynamic. So I'm kind of excited to unpack this diagram for us, a hexagon prayer. So go ahead and look at that card for just a second. I want to give credit to Dan Dusek. He put together this graphic. Thanks, Dan. Looks really good. Yeah. And we are going to use this post-Easter for the corporate prayers of church. It's going to be a little beautiful change we're going to make at the church. You might look at this card and you think, wow, this is kind of modern. I don't know. Is the pastor doing something crazy? What is he doing? This is old school. This is based on the petitions of the Lord's Prayer. Well, let's just take a look here for a second. We'll explain this in the time ahead, but I've done this last couple weeks here in the service. This is a beautiful way to pray even at home. The top line is called Father's Character. That's based on our Father. We have a good Father that cares for us. His character is amazing. We get lost in prayer just on God's character. Come on down to the angle, the first angle there, it's Father's Kingdom. That is, thy will be done, thy kingdom come. God is up to things around us, in other words. And I want to be a part of it. A prayer could go that direction. What I'm going to briefly talk about tonight is the third diagonal, Father's Providing. By the way, there are scripture passages to support these. Father's Providing is give us this day our daily bread. God abundantly gives us what we need. And then next Wednesday night, we'll talk about Father's Forgiveness. Monday, Thursday, we're going to dedicate to Father's Guidance. And then on Good Friday, Father's Protection. Hexagon prayer. How can you pray this? One way to do it is just in your prayer life to make it more balanced. And by the way, this is Jesus' teaching, not mine. To make it more balanced, we can pray each of those angles so that we have a balanced prayer life based on the Lord's Prayer. Or what we could do is we could focus just on one of those parts of the hexagon. That's a beautiful way to pray. And so we're going to do that, actually put it into practice in our church worship services after Easter. I'm looking forward to that. Tonight we are going to talk about Father providing, how important it is to recognize that the Father provides for us, because it does a very healthy thing for us. Right off the bat, it allows us to give credit and acknowledgement where credit is due. Our culture and society is actually pretty good at giving credit in certain ways. Just thinking about this, maybe, I don't know how many of you watched the Academy Awards. They were this week, right? And something big happened, I heard. Ruth even knows what happened. Man, you are up to speed. Well, when you watch the Academy Awards, something interesting happens. Whenever the winner is announced and they come forward, you've seen it over and over again, they're very good at giving credit to the people around them. Credit, of course, to the director and the producer. Of course, we'd expect that. But then they go on from there. They give credit to the cameraman and their assistants. They don't stop there. They go to the makeup people and the costume designer even sometimes. They don't stop there. They even thank their family and even the person that walks their dog. They think of everyone up there. We're good. We see this, how people love to give credit and acknowledgement. Even here at Peace, we do it in very subtle ways that I want to point out. For the songs that we have at church in the bulletins, and that are projected. When the pandemic started, we really doubled down our effort for doing something very specific. You may not have noticed this, but Dan does a great job in putting the lyrics together. But if you'll notice in the songs, at the bottom of those lyrics, it's very important for live streaming and for sound these days, Do you notice that credits are given? Do you read those? I don't know if you read those. But check out the bulletin next time, because we give a lot of attention to that. That's a big deal. Even live streaming anything, you got to have credits. So you'll see credit is given to the person that wrote the text of the song. Credit is given to the tune, who wrote the tune. And then behind the scenes, Peace Lutheran pays two licenses to CCLI, and I think it's to One. Is that right, Dan? Are those the two? Why do we do that? We're giving credit and acknowledgement. How, if we're so good at that, how much more should we give credit for the person that gives us our bread, the apples that we eat, the homes that are made for us, everything that we have? See, when we say, give us this day our daily bread, it is a perfect opportunity to give credit to the one who's given us everything, and that's what we're doing. Father providing. Another thing that's so healthy and good in light of the culture and society in that prayer is that it allows us to recognize who is in control of the future. We can live in the present and allow God to take care of the outcomes that will come into the future. I don't know if you've noticed, but we live in a culture and time in which planning is very much a part of the game. Almost obsessive planning happens at almost any age of life.